Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Pastor Hal. Hey, Pastor Hal.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Pastor, I've got my own idea on this thing. I see Zelensky is not wanting to stop this war because he's got a gravy train going there. He's doing with Ukraine what Johnson and those other Democrats years ago did with Vietnam. They're milking it to death. They're getting, our money over there in the Ukraine and our tax money. And then I think a lot of it's getting filtered back under the table. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if it was being split between Biden and Zelensky. And, I mean, he even at the cost of his own people and their blood and their death and their destruction, he's making so much money on that war over there that I can see, studying the guy, that why he doesn't want that war to win. I think Putin wants us to stop. I mean, I didn't mean win, but stop. I know Putin doesn't want it, probably wants it to stop, and President Trump probably wants it to stop. But I don't think to Zelensky, he wants it to stop. And if it looks like it's going to stop, he'd probably do something to get it going again. Because, like I said, he's got a gravy train going. He's got so much American tax money coming in there, you can't even shake a stick at it. And he doesn't want that then. And that's my thoughts.
All right. Now here's the thing. I remember very clearly, okay, back when Trump was in office. And here, back then, the FBI was saying, look, Putin is going to go in, okay, Putin is going to go in there, okay, once you're out of office, okay, that once Trump was out of office, they were saying that then, once, because they expected that Hillary, because the FBI was helping with, remember the Russia thing?
Right.
And so here, when Biden got in, they told him, they made it very, very clear that the FBI says, yes, listen, or no, not the FBI, it was the CIA, said, Putin's coming, okay? And it was like the Ukrainians didn't believe it, like they didn't expect it. Now if you remember this, Trump sent those missiles, those real high powerful anti-tank weapons over there when he was in office to give them. But remember we told you back then, think back on this, that's where the Ukraine was the money laundering capital of the whole world. The Ukraine was a money laundering capital. We were telling people this. And if we start sending all of these arms there, you've got all these arms dealers. You go there like shopping, right? And you just go in there, and you have crates and crates and crates of arms that have arrived in there. And you have these dealers there, and corrupt government officials they're selling these arms, the arms that were sent there, for the battle. But it was so corrupt. It was so corrupt, okay, in the beginning there. And, of course, that had to tailor off because they had to have the arms once Russia did invade. But for years now, people from this country big time were involved, big time. And, and it seems like everyone who had a son involved in that, Nancy Pelosi, what's his name? The senator.
Romney.
I'm trying to think. Kerry, all of these people, their adult children were involved in a lot of what was going on, taking the money laundering operations over there, okay? And, of course, you know Biden and Hunter Biden, I mean, Joe Biden came right out and told the Ukrainian president, you're going to fire that prosecutor. You can't afford to have an honest guy in there and keep doing business with us, or we're going to pull $1 billion away from you. And so they fired the prosecutor. But, I mean, the corruption. But we were telling you back then, it wasn't a secret, okay? And the corruption was just, It was over the top. And so Zelensky, he messed up big time, very big time. But now, did you, Joe, did you hear what Putin said to Trump?
No.
Putin said, look, you know, we have a lot of rare earth minerals. Why don't you make some deals with us, okay? Putin wants to, he wants to get into this. That country is just, their economy is down the tubes, okay? And so he wants to make some, and Trump's all set up, prepared to make some trade deals there. But Zelensky blew it big time today, but he'll be back.
That would make sense. If Zelensky wants to fool around and keep the war going, then if I was Trump, I'd just do business with Putin and get the, you know, the rare earth minerals we need and that they need to sell. You know, whichever one wants to play ball and have peace, that's the one I'll work with. But Zelensky, he's just shooting off his mouth and trying to keep that gravy train coming in.
All of these soldiers and all these and civilians that have been killed since this war, since the military-industrial complex could keep getting richer. You stay with us, Hal. I'm going to take some other calls. You stay with us. Who do we have next?
You have Vince in St. Paul.
Let's go out to St. Paul, Minnesota, with Vince.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Vince.
I heard your reading on the Book of Daniel, and I guess I have a question. Where is the holy place, and would they be doing sacrifices during that time?
Yeah, it's going to be the temple, the next temple that's built, okay?
Okay.
And they'll be doing the animal sacrifice, will be back.
All right, so to me then, that doesn't sound like a very holy place. The sacrifice has been done on Calvary.
Yeah, I know that, but see, that this is, you're going to go back, remember, the 70th week, okay, the 7 years tribulation period is the 70th week of Daniel.
You really got to drop this dispensationalism. Yeah, that's not going to be a 7-year tribulation. You're misreading the Bible.
All righty. Well, everybody's got opinions.
It's a perfect show, but you got to drop the dispensationalism.
Oh, all righty. Well, thanks for calling. Let's go to, who do we have next?
Geza in Cleveland.
Dave?
Geza.
Oh, Geza, you're in the air.
Yeah, good evening. I have a good couple evening. Points. A little girl needs to write to President Trump since Washington State refuses to abide by his executive order banning transgender kids playing against girls.
Yeah, well, they got to go right to the DOJ on that one because the DOJ has already come out and said that they will, you know, first of all, they have to indict them for that, and then they cut their funds. The federal funding is to be cut, especially for that school.
Yeah, you know, Pam Bondi wouldn't play footsie with them. She'll crack them out over the head.
Yeah, and that's what they need.
With anybody that goes and gets those 21andMe, where you find out where you're from and everything, your DNA.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think all that stuff ended up at?
China.
In those labs, exactly. So those viruses were pinpointed at certain people.
And that, yeah, yeah.
People don't realize that.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, we reported, I mean, I don't know how many programs I've done on that and showed you where we've had these different doctors on there.
Right.
Virologists, and they were, telling you about that. That's what they were doing, yeah. So, anyhow, and that's one of the reasons Russians, you know, that Putin didn't want them right there, you know, because they could, you know, the different, I'm trying to think of the, what is the word I'm thinking of? You know what I'm talking about? But anyhow, so yeah, they can pinpoint.
What he went after was all those labs.
Yep.
Destroyed every one of those first.
Yep. And, you know, I think they all should, everyone should be shut down, those here in America, too. This is, you know, this stuff is evil.
It is.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for your commentary.
All right, thank you.
You have a good one. All right, who do you have next out there? Okay. Now, do you know who... Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is moving to ban. Guess what he's moving to ban there? Okay. Gay pride parades in Budapest. He says that the only reason that they had them before was because it was organized and led by Joe Biden's ambassador to Hungary, who spent much of his time campaigning for the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers and all the woke causes. And so, there you go. He's shutting them down. No more sodomite parades. How about that?
Praise the Lord.
Alrighty. I think that's a great idea. I think that that would be a good thing to do here. What do you think?
Amen.
Alrighty. Alright. Do you know who actor John Voight is? You know who John Voight is? He's played in a lot of...
I know who John Voight is.
Pardon?
I know who John Voight is.
Yeah, he's played in a whole lot of movies out there, but anyhow...
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, the Midnight Cowboy. But anyhow, you know, what's happening, even in Hollywood, they're having some major problems because there are people like Clint Eastwood, like John Voight, Rocky, what's his name?
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone, a number of others now, Mel Gibson, and that they don't need, that they're independent and that they have their own group out there now. So this has even got Hollywood upset because common sense is moving into Hollywood, and common sense is not allowed, and it's coming against the communism, the woke community out there. And so... even some of the more conservative women are even becoming, getting on the train. So anyhow, so here's what John Voight said. Let's be honest. Donald Trump is a tough man. He can be brash, yes, and he can be pretty outspoken. And he's unapologetic. But no one has fought harder for the heart and soul of America in my lifetime. And that's what Voight said. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
I think he's got a good point. I think he's got a very good point there. Okay, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, this is good news, too, dismisses 16 state lawsuits against Elon Musk and Doge. Remember those 16 states? California, New Mexico, Arizona, they were all... And Minnesota, Illinois, all of those, they were suing Doge. And guess what? All of their cases, appeals, have been dismissed by the U.S. Circuit Court, right? And that's good. It's a big, big, big win for America's economy, isn't it?
Amen.
All right. They decided that the decision that came down was that the position was a valid one under the authority of Executive Order 718-792. Now, here's another. This is even better yet. Listen to this. Do you remember who Judge Tanya Chutkin was?
Not off the bat.
That was that New York judge that anti-Trump that was... very, very anti-Trump, wanted to, try to get him, take away his property. Remember they said his Mar-a-Lago was only valued at $18 million when it was valued, what? They claimed that the value of Mar-a-Lago is $1 billion. I don't know, but that's what they claim. But anyhow, she was a militant anti-Trumper. but I think she's seen the writing on the wall, okay? Breaking, federal judge has ruled in favor of Trump, Musk, and Doge. Sufficient efforts by Democrat-led states to block Doge access to 7 federal agencies, okay? This is a different case. Judge Tanya Chutkan found no evidence of imminent harm, allowing Doge to continue in its cost-cutting operations. This was one of the ones that was supposed to... Remember Jack Smith was in her courtroom?
Yeah, that guy was a joke.
Yeah, well, Jack Smith's going to be in trouble, too, because Jack Smith and all of those up there, the... former heads of the NSA and of the CIA, they've all had their clearances pulled, and now Trump has had all of their clearances pulled. And a whole lot of those that were working for the DOJ, their clearances have all been pulled. Remember the 51 that came out and lied, flat outright lied? Remember Anthony Blinken got those 58... former intelligence agents to come out and flat out lie,
right?
And they've all had their security clearance pulled from every one of them, and they deserve it, huh?
I'll say.
All right, we're moving on. And so here, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick just revealed that there are already over 250,000 potential buyers for President Trump's $5 million gold card, okay? Wow. If they're willing to pay that $5 million, that's over $1 trillion. Wow, I can't believe it. Do you think that, wow, 250,000 out there that want to buy? Do you know what that's all about, don't you, Hal?
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, Trump is saying, look, if you want to come to America, come to America, but come here and he's going out to these people, these wealthy people in these other countries who are entrepreneurs that want to come here, but they don't want to go through, you know, the whole, legally, they don't want to have to go through, they're not going to sneak across the border. They don't want to get caught doing that, okay? And so they don't want to go through the waiting period of getting the green card and all that. But Trump says, all right, here's what you do. If you have $5 million to invest, but we're going to vet you. They're going to vet them very, very well. You can come here and start a business and put people to work, and you'll get your green card. That sounds like a good idea to me. Now, that's not he's not the first one that's done that, but there's other countries have done that. Several other countries have done that. But that's the first one I've seen that sold the green card for $5 million. That's a lot.
So, well, he's a good businessman. He knows how to start a business, help people start a business, but make it work for America, too, you know?
Yeah, that's what... Now...
Most of his politicians didn't know how to do anything except steal your money, but at least Trump knows how to build America's economy, you know.
Well, they know how to, the Democrats know how to get a hold of credit cards. In fact, here they managed to spend $30 billion on credit cards that they got. And here, for example, after 8 days, 24,000 cards have been deactivated under Doge, which was likely to double by the end of the week. And here, credit cards were also addressed to presidential 2026 to 2025 executive order. So he's all of these credit cards that were given to these government officials, just spending at will. And the GSA, for example, they had 588 credit cards. 588 GSA people have their own credit cards, are spending our money. And that was, they paused it down. They got rid of them all except for 22, which was 93%. They got rid of 93%. And then here you had, what is the OPM? Let's see. Maybe style on style. What's the OPM? I don't know what the OPM is. Okay, Department of Education. They cut them down by 98%. Only left them four credit cards left.
Sorry, I was on the phone. Office of Personal Management.
Oh, okay. Office of Personal Management. They left them with no credit cards. Cut that down 100%. Down one. The DOL, Department of Labor, they cut them down 100%. Took away all their credit cards. The SBA, Small Business Association, they left them only two credit cards, and they cut them down by 99%. All right, who do we have?
We have AC in Cleveland.
All right, let's go to AC. AC, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Hello, AC, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor, I'm here. I had to shut my radio off. You played this clip last night on the Pope.
Yeah.
Okay? And he was praising Lucifer as God?
He was telling people to pray to Lucifer for enlightenment, that Lucifer could enlighten them.
Okay.
Now, you need to pray that the Pope repents.
Saying that Lucifer was God.
Well, you know, you only pray to deities, don't you?
Okay. All right. So now this was done on his hospital bed or publicly at an earlier time?
No, this is on his deathbed, yeah. This was something he just this just happened in the last few days.
Okay. So he's telling people to pray to Lucifer for enlightenment.
Yeah, okay. This came right out of the Vatican. This was come right out of the Vatican. It was on the People's Voice.
All right. I wanted to clarify that because the guy on the clip had a kind of a stiff accent. It's hard to hear, but anyway.
Style, we still have that clip?
I can track it down.
Yeah, why don't you see if we might play a few minutes of that, maybe just the first few minutes. Yeah, that's the People's Voice. They've been very accurate. We've had a number of their clips. We check them out and vet them, and they've been very accurate. And they say it came right out of the Vatican. Now, as far as the thing in Mexico, that was the film. We had a video of that. We watched that. That was horrendous. That was horrendous. He sat in a chair there, and all around him these cult worshippers, the voodoo type people, doing these dances and. Young women, very clatterly scared, doing these dances. But anyhow.
Right. Pagan rituals. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've been pondering what Jesus taught on this sin, which has no forgiveness. And there's three specific passages in the Gospels where Jesus taught on this sin. Matthew 12, Mark 3, and Luke 12. And to get enlightenment, we're supposed to go to the Holy Ghost for enlightenment. All right? And praying to Lucifer for enlightenment is speaking against the Holy Ghost. And Jesus made it real clear in these three passages that the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is an exclusively personal sin because he used the pronouns he, whosoever, and him, not a plural sin. So this guy, this is an evidence of blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because it, I mean, this,
yeah, that's exactly what it did. Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. Now, see, if I had heard this, if I hadn't heard the Pope in the past say that, humanly speaking, Jesus Christ failed at Calvary, okay, if I hadn't heard him say that, if I hadn't heard him say it in his opinion that he doesn't believe there is a hell, that there is such a place as hell. Now, if I hadn't heard him say back in 2015, I remember when he said in Salt Lake City, Utah, when they had the World Council of Religions, he said, if we're going to have a one-world government, we have to have a one-world church. When he was talking about bringing all the religions of the world together, okay? This is, so that's why I don't have a problem believing with what they said, you know, because you didn't hear him saying that, but they're saying from the Vatican, this is what they said, out of the Vatican said, that he had said to them. So,
well,
anyhow.
This is, you know, this is the hour we've entered into before the tribulation period, and a lot of people don't realize this, but the mark of the beast is a form of blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, because there's no forgiveness for taking the mark. And people say, well, the mark of the beast is a chip. No, it's not a chip. It doesn't need to be a chip. Okay? And all the devil has to do, the beast regime, is to get people to blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and he'll give them the mark to buy or sell. And they feel their doom. There's no forgiveness for blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
No.
And there's people on planet Earth that are walking around. I call them the walking dead. And some of them, the people that are walking dead have blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and God will never deal with them again.
Well, you know, those three passages that you quoted, if you look carefully, they're in Matthew chapter 12 that you talked about. The Lord Jesus...
Mark 3 and Luke 12.
Yeah, but he says, but there in Matthew 12, he gets specific when he says, now, first of all, you have to go, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the national leaders of Israel. He was speaking to the national leaders of Israel, and he was telling them that the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven them in this age. Okay, and actually he used the word world there, aeon, which meant a dispensation, which, remember, at that time they were under the law, the period of the law, or the one to come, which is the one we're in right now, the church age, okay? That it would not be, now, see, that's the, that sin that he's referring to there. Now, the other sin, see, that's what we call the unpardonable sin, but the unforgivable sin was the one where, if you deny Christ. Now, here, if you go over to Zechariah chapter 13, read the last parts of it, and then going into 14, you see that when it would be forgiven during that the tribulation period, and then true Israel receives Christ, and they refer to him as their Lord and their Savior, and that the unforgivable sin is denying Christ, refusing to receive Christ. Once you've done that, it's over with. So,
well,
I think it's just in Matthew 12 he makes that distinction. But anyhow, you're right what you're saying, because you know, that's a sure fast track to hell, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but in two places in the gospel, as far as being under the law, Jesus said that the law and the prophets were until John. So actually, the gospels is like a transition period where you had I believe in dispensations, in a dispensational approach to Scripture.
Well, the fifth dispensation, well, it ended when the veil was rent at the temple, when Jesus said it is over. That was the end of the age of the law age right there, okay? So, but that bridge that you're talking about between the Old Testament and the New is actually the book of Acts. The book of Acts was that bridge that you're referring to. But hang tight, we'll be right back right after this with more.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. That burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
Alrighty, we're back, folks. Listen, we have Debbie on the line. Are you there, Debbie?
I am here.
Don't fall into that burning lake of fire.
I don't plan to.
Okay.
I think Jesus is going to rescue me from that.
All right.
I don't think it. I know it.
That's a plan. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know, this offer that Trump may have put out there, tongue in cheek. I don't know if he was serious or not. But
oh, he's serious.
$5 million buyout for the to come to the United States. Now, put this in your head. Who do you think has that kind of money, other than maybe George Soros and Elon? But wouldn't it be the cartels? Wouldn't they be the ones buying these cards so they can get their operations going here?
Well, they're making it very clear that they're going to be vetted, very clearly vetted. And right now, the cartels have got their hands filled because they're gearing up for a major war, because right now some of the government's wanting to get rid of them, and Mexico is seeing a great opportunity. They just shipped 24 of their top cartel gang members. And remember, in Mexico, you got a lot of corruption, even within the government. And one gang can get rid of another by paying the government to ship them out, okay?
Yeah.
And so, but, no, there are plenty of millionaires. I mean, there are plenty, plenty very wealthy people, and we're talking about France and England, Spain, Ireland, that have that money that would rather come here, okay? And those are the people, like I said, they're going to vet them very closely to bring them in here. And see, and Trump's using that, you know, that's a part of his plan, too, because, yeah, these countries, they don't want to lose their millionaires, do they? And so, you know, when Trump is talking about, you know, the economy, you know, getting a level playing field, putting on its tariffs, okay, this is kind of a part of the pressure plan, what's taking place there.
Well, that's why I'm not in politics, because I could never figure out all this stuff. I just feel like it's reverse discrimination. What about all the people that have been doing it right all these years? I had a young guy that came here. His parents came here from, I don't know, Ukraine or Poland, one of those countries. And when they came here, and this isn't that long ago, I'm going to say in the last 20 years, His parents couldn't speak any English at all. The kids were small, so, of course, they picked it up. And they did it, you know, he said it took them many years to learn all the things they had to learn and pass the test. And here they're just going to let people buy their way in. That's like prostitution of our country.
I kind of feel like you do in a way, and that it doesn't seem right, but I see what his plan is. I mean, there's more to it than, like you said.
I just think it lets in more corruption. It ain't broke.
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
All righty.
Anyway, that was just my thought. I heard you talking about it and wanted to...
Well, it was a good thought. Do you have any more of those good thoughts?
No, I have no more thoughts. It's too late at night and I've been sick, so no.
All right, I hope you don't have the flu. Everybody's got the flu.
I think I had food poisoning because my husband got it exactly the same time I did, and I won't say what restaurant we ate at.
That's happened to me about 3 times in my life. But
yeah, it wasn't fun. So,
nope.
Okay, God bless. Have a good night.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Who do we have next? We got Matt. Matt from
Mac.
PA.
Mac
Matt,
PA.
You're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Sanders, great to talk to you. I wish I had better news that the famous vaccine took another one of my family suddenly.
Oh, boy. Sorry to hear that.
But see, I know I beat this drum, Pastor, but I'm telling you right now, the way Trump survived everything, I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania, and I was at I actually got involved. You're going to like this. I did more than vote and call in on radio and talk. I got involved in the local Republican Party around here in Tredyffrin County, Tredyffrin Township, Chester County, and went to rallies and knocked on doors. And because I did that, the guy that vetted me got me into a job where I am right now, a very good job that pays well. And it's because I got involved. So it's amazing, Pastor. We went to this one person. She claimed to be a Christian, but she was so mixed up spiritually, she didn't know whether she was washing or hanging out. And that's when I tried to tell her, you know, that's not what the Bible says. And then after we left, because they tell you don't engage, but I got with a guy that was going around with me, and I said, see, that's why our country's so messed up. The root of the problem is spiritual. And I keep banging this drum. My wife and I have been doing it for 5 or 6 years. This kind can go forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. And we have been doing that, and it's only a miracle of God. I mean, if Jesus Christ said that little word, but, that also comes, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, isn't it amazing? It says this kind go forth by nothing but what? Prayer and fasting. Not prayer, prayer and fasting. If God's people would get serious about doing that, we'll see more stuff happen. You know, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, you're absolutely right.
I'm glad, Pastor, I'm really glad you're out there, and that I think I got a little, I still owe someone that pledge, but I really wish that I gave you the number to call Sports Talk Radio, because they're just, the Sports Talk, they're making a mockery of when I call them out on saying, come to Jesus moment, and they act stupid. And then one time I called in, he said, don't get into religion, and the next caller, he said, pray for them. I'm thinking, well, what in the world is this? He just got telling me no religion, and he says, well, then pray. So what, you know, it's like that other caller about blasphemy and having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And, you know, so thank you for letting me blow my spiritual pipes. But if you still have the number for that Sports Talk Radio, they'll need to call in between the hours of 10 and 2 Eastern Standard Time. And just when you call in, they say, Sports Talk Radio, Philadelphia, what's your name, where are you calling from? My name is so-and-so, I'm calling from. Well, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about Marple Matt, because you're making fun of him, and if the NFL adopts that idea, it's going to make a difference. You need to straighten that out, because I've taken a hiatus from calling in.
All right, very good. Well, thank
you. God bless you, Pastor Sanders.
All right, you too, and thanks for sharing that. All right, who do we have next? All righty, I want to hit a couple things very quick. And then, Pastor, how are you ready to give an invitation?
Yep, ready, willing, and able.
All right, very good. Big tech censorship. This is in the article we started on before, never got a chance to finish it. The FTC chairman announces investigation asks victims to submit reports. You remember how, big tech was censoring all of us out there? And remember when I, what was it, used to be Twitter? I was 15 seconds, they denied me. As soon as they told my name, they were denied, okay? Anyhow, new Federal Trade Commission Chairman Andrew Ferguson announced the FTC opening an investigation into censorship by Big Tech and called on Americans victimized by Big Tech censorship to submit reports to the aid and to aid the investigation. The deadline for public comment and submission is May 21st. Ferguson was appointed by President Trump last month to replace Joe Biden's radical appointee, Lina Khan. So very good. That's good news. Okay. You know, this is justice. We're finally getting some justice, aren't we? And so another USAID responsible for scheme that shipped billions. I'm looking at here. You ought to see billions in cash, American cash, to the Taliban. That's right. The USAID sent billions of dollars, and you ought to just see these big bundles of cash that they're sending. They sent to the Taliban. In the aftermath of the decision by President Donald Trump's DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency essentially shut down the U.S. agency by international development and transfer a few remaining workers and responsibilities to the Department of State. A columnist has released a stunning report. It charges that the USAID ultimately was responsible for delivery of billions of dollars in American cash to the Taliban. Now, remember when Obama sent about $5 billion in cash money, over to Iran? How do you think Obama became so rich? He started being less. His value when he started running for senator was less than $1 million. How do you think he became so wealthy? Like Nancy Pelosi, she started into Congress with $1 million worth of $1 million, and now she's worth over $330 million. How do you think all that happened? Okay. Folks, and this is what they're going to run down. This is why the Democrats are so upset right now. They don't want this. It's all going to come out on them. The entire Democratic Communist Party is completely and totally corrupt. I mean, completely, completely corrupt. You've got about 8 minutes, Hal, to do your thing.
Well, when you were talking about the Pope, the good news is that, he might be telling people to, pray to Lucifer and all this stuff. Well, that sounds like the tribulation is just about here and ready to happen, but the rapture of the church happens before the tribulation. Christians are not told to look for the Antichrist. They're told to look for Jesus Christ, and Jesus is going to appear before the Antichrist shows up, and if the Antichrist is that close to showing up, you can imagine how close the rapture is. And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus says, come up hither. That's the rapture of the church right there. But in Revelation 6, verse 2, the Antichrist shows up. And then in Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, you have World War III. So, the next thing we can look forward to with hope and joy and everything else like that is the rapture. But what we have to do between now and then, the Bible says Jesus came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. And that's what we, the church, the body of Christ, should be doing too. We should be leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing our job. And we're like people going to work but not working, or just being out in the field and not doing anything in the field. If we expect to get a reward or expect to hear well done when we get to heaven from the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be laboring for him right now, taking souls to him, telling people how to be saved. In John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means there's no other way under heaven given among men to be saved than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by going to him. And when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. In other words, Lord Jesus Christ transferred your guilt and mine, all of it, onto his son Jesus. So when Jesus said, "It is finished," that meant all the pain and suffering and torture and everything he had to go through, shed his blood and die, was approved by God the Father as payment in full for every sin, not that he did, but that you did and that I did. So, but that payment don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." You have to receive that payment Jesus paid for you. And here's the great thing about it is, it's a free gift. All my life, growing up in a Lutheran church, and most of the time I was out on the street preaching to people, most people told me that they thought they had to live a good life, and if their good works outbalanced their bad, they'd get to heaven, or if they weren't really such a bad person, so God would have to let them into heaven. But the thing is, if you could quit sinning right now, never sin again the rest of your life. Just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. So the only thing that can wash away your sins, whether it's one sin or a billion sins, is when you come to God and you say, "God, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner. You know it, and I know it. And I hear now come the Lord Jesus Christ and ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and save me." If you say that and you mean it, God will come into your heart and save you. Now, you can know that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, but even the devil knows he did that for you. The devil don't want you to reach out and receive that payment, though. And so I'm going to ask you to do right now tonight something the devil don't want you to do, because the devil would like to drag your soul to hell. But once you give your soul to Jesus, the devil can never get it again. So Jesus is knocking the door of your heart right now. He's asking you if you will open that door up and let him come in and give you the free gift, the free payment he paid in your place on that cross. If you're willing to do that, then pray this prayer with me, because Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." To call means to pray. That's you talking to God. We can say a simple prayer together, but even though we're praying together, it's strictly between you and God. So with him knocking at the door of your heart right now, let him hear you open up that door from inside and ask him to come in and save your soul. And so let's pray. Oh, dear God, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And Lord Jesus, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And right now, Lord, I come to you with all my sins, and I ask you to cleanse me from my sins. Make me a clean vessel. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me eternal life right now, Lord. And I receive the payments you paid for me on that cross. And I thank you, God, that the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's your blood that washes away our sins. And so, God, I thank you. Wash me with your blood right now and make me a born-again Christian. Make me a new creature in Christ. And, Lord, I open up my heart to you right now to come in and save my soul from hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer and meant it, 1 John 5:13, the Apostle John said to those who accepted Jesus Christ, just like you did, he said, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on." That word "believe on" meant that you received them, more than just know about them up in your head, that you received them. Why? That you may know. That's think it, not wish it, or not hope for it, but know. That's 100% certain. That you have, that's right now, present tense, eternal life. You have eternal life. And so eternal life is heaven. Eternal death would be hell. So God is telling you, because you received Jesus as your Savior, you can know you have eternal life right now. So according to God's promise and your prayer, if you were to die tonight or die 100 years from now, if you meant that prayer a few moments ago, I'll see you in heaven, and God be praised. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, that's what I'm going to be preaching on. Do you think that we'll recognize each other in heaven? And if we do recognize each other, will we be looking better than we are right now? So,
you know one verse that comes to my mind on that? When Paul got stoned at Ephesus, they thought they killed him. Paul said, "I rose up to the third heaven, in the body or out of the body."
You mean
sure?
Okay. Huh? Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Paul, the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
So that shows you right there that Paul's soul looked just like his body, because when he saw that vision, he wasn't sure that if he was dreaming it or if it was actually him, because his soul looked exactly like his body. And inside of your physical body, you have a spiritual soul that looks exactly like you, only minus all the perfections and everything. That's what the Bible shows in that.
Well, there's some verses in the Bible that will tell you, yes, we're going to recognize each other. But now there's other things, too. There's theories. We'll talk about that, too, because how are we going to look? Are there going to be children in heaven? All of these things are good questions. And, of course, I get asked a lot about pets. Are there going to be pets in heaven? And so, but I know that I'll be seeing you in church at 147 Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry this Sunday morning. We start at 9 o'clock with a Bible in-depth Bible study. And then that goes to 10 o'clock. And then from there, we pick it up with a prayer meeting. We go into a heavy-duty prayer meeting, and that goes to about anywhere between 11 and 11:15, usually the prayer meeting. For all those requests, all these letters that people write us, we take them and we pray over them out there. And so, folks.
Pastor, did I tell you we had a couple guys get the truckers get saved yesterday at the truck stop?
Yeah, I heard that you and
Aaron
went down there. Yeah. Praise the good Lord for that. And so that's 14781 Sperry Road, and that's Newberry, Ohio. It's right there at the corner of Sperry Road and Route 87. And then the evening service starts at 5, and you're preaching the evening service, aren't you?
Right, yeah.
And so we're inviting people out there, right?
Right.
That's what we're supposed to do, invite them to church, right?
Right, yeah, and I think it's Luke chapter 14, verse 23, if I remember right, that the king, he sent his steward out, and he said, go out into the highways and byways and tell as many of the people as will come on in. You know, there's a banquet set for them, and so that's what we're doing. We're saying, you know.
No, right. Hold on one second. How much time do we have there, Style? Okay, go ahead, Hal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just, you know, we're telling them, come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, it's been prepared for you, and God wants you to be there.
Absolutely. And, folks, at our church, you know, we hold to the Scripture. We're we preach the same gospel that Paul and Peter and James and John preached. We hold strictly to the Word of God, the King James Bible, which, you know, God has preserved. He has preserved his word, hasn't he?
Sure has. Amen. King James Bible.
Okay, so anyhow, again, that's, for more information, you can call 216. You can call 440-338-1036. 440-338-1036. That phone's still working anyhow right now. Well, we've had troubles with our phones out there. In the past. All right, how much time do I have?
30.
All right, we're at that point where we get to every night at this time. We say thanks for being here with you, all of you. God bless you. Don't forget, go to church. And remember, always, always, let's do it, Hal. Always, always, always,
always.
Ready?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Fight. We did it before
fight.
Trump. Fight.
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 Fight. Fight. Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.